The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Hello. And welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. Thank you for letting me interrupt your old-time radio programming of our Miss Brooks to bring you new-time radio programming. KTQA Daily Briefing has been coming at you since March of this year when we first began our closures, our state of emergency orders for the pandemic. My name is Becky, and I am with you on this lovely Wednesday, September 16th at 18:06. That is 6:06 p.m. And as always, I'm here to tell you and remind you that state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages. The website for that is coronavirus.wa.gov. Remember that dialing 311 gets you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Dialing 211 connects you to community resources statewide through the United Way. You can visit wa211.org online for those community resources. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. The number for that is 1-800-525-0127. They've got interpreters in other languages. You can press pound when they answer and say your language. You can text the coronavirus Q&A line by texting 211-211. That works in any language. And the Washington Listens support line is available 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends. It's to help Washingtonians cope with pandemic-related stress. And it's a free service for those who are not in crisis but do need an outlet to manage that stress that we are all experiencing and subject to. So the number for Washington Listens, if you just need a friendly ear, if you need to be connected to other resources for mental health and wellness, the number for that is 1-833-681-0211. Our state news today is that the Washington Emergency Management Division is hosting an emergency preparedness webinar tomorrow, that's Thursday, September 17th, at 11:30 a.m. Links to the online event can be found at facebook.com/washemd, that's for the Washington Emergency Management Division. Look in the events section, or you can go to the website bit.ly/re-prepare2. Now, if you've missed any of those URLs or links, remember that we always publish them online shortly after broadcast at daily.ktqa.org. You are listening to the Daily Briefing on KTQA, and you can always find any of our Daily Briefing content at daily.ktqa.org. Moving on to Pierce County news. The Pierce County Council has made more money available for rent and mortgage assistance to small businesses. October 2nd is the deadline for this round of funding. Applications are available online at piercecountywa.gov on the Economic Development Department webpage. Pierce County essential workers and residents who have been financially impacted by COVID-19 may qualify for child care assistance. Call or text Child Care Resources at 1-800-446-1114 or visit piercecountywa.gov for more info. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department reminds anyone who may have been exposed to somebody with COVID-19, stay home and stay away from others for 14 days. Don't go to work. There are temporary work assistance programs for those who are quarantined or isolating due to having been exposed to someone with COVID-19. Temporary care centers are also available to provide temporary housing for people screened through the health department who don't have a safe space to isolate or quarantine away from others. If this applies to you at all, see the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/coronavirus for info on temporary care centers or isolation and quarantine. We have got a boatload of news from the city of Tacoma. Due to continued hazardous air quality, Metro Parks Tacoma will keep the following facilities closed through at least Thursday, September 17th. These include Point Defiance Zoo and Aquarium, the Seymour Botanical Conservatory, the Point Defiance Marina, with limited access to boathouse tenants available only, Meadow Park Golf Course, park restrooms. Metro Parks will assess reopening facilities daily based on air quality conditions. In the meantime, Metro Parks has opened the Eastside Community Center, located at 1721 East 56th Street, as an air quality relief site. It's open 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. for community members who need refuge from the smoke. Tacoma Public Schools has shared a timeline for students' return to partial in-person learning. Students in kindergarten through second grade may return no sooner than September 28th for in-person schooling on Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, and preschool cohorts would return to in-person schooling sometime after September 28th on a reduced schedule to be determined by individual schools. Fourth and fifth graders could return to in-person schooling after October 11th, 2 days per week, and middle and high school students could return to twice weekly in-person learning no sooner than November 2nd. The Tacoma City Council has launched a new virtual forum, has restored verbal public comment, and has formalized the return of community forum. Virtual forum will take place on the fourth Tuesday of each month at 6 p.m. or promptly following the adjournment of the regular City Council meeting, starting on September 22nd. Virtual forum will last as long as the COVID-19 declaration of emergency and associated restrictions for gathering in large groups are in place. Virtual forum items of discussion will be limited to matters that City Council has jurisdiction over. Verbal public comment at the beginning of each City Council meeting will be reinstated starting September 22nd as well. Community forum will occur on the second Tuesday of each month on issues that the City Council has jurisdiction over. While meetings continue virtually during the pandemic, those who would like to provide verbal public comment for agenda items will indicate their desire by pressing the raise hand button near the bottom of their Zoom window if they are attending via Zoom, via a web browser or an app, or by pressing *9 on their phone if they are dialing into the virtual meeting as they listen, and then their name or the last four digits of their phone number will then be called out when it is their turn to speak. Written public comment on agenda items may always be emailed to cityclerk@cityoftacoma.org on Tuesdays before 4 p.m., at which point written comments will be compiled and sent to the City Council and will also be posted at cityoftacoma.org/written comments. The Evergreen State College Tacoma campus has changed their requirements and now will accept students with any number of college credits. For more information, visit evergreen.edu or call the Tacoma campus at 253-680-3000. Classes for Evergreen State College will be held remotely for fall quarter. The Rainbow Center will be distributing fresh boxed meals, non-perishable food items, masks, and hygiene and sanitizing supplies tomorrow, Thursday, September 17th at 11 a.m. Rainbow Center is located at 2215 Pacific Avenue in Tacoma. The Rainbow Center is also providing ongoing eviction prevention and rental assistance guidance for anyone renting their residence. Email the Rainbow Center Advocacy Team at advocacy@rainbowcntr.org or call them at 253-383-2318. Power Up Pierce is hosting a drive-through resource fair at the Family Investment Center in Salishan this Friday, September 19th from 1 to 4 p.m. Information for employment, training opportunities, and community resources will be provided. The Salishan Family Center, Family Investment Center, is located at 1724 East 44th Street in Tacoma. And more info is available on that by calling 253-593-7300. The Tacoma Urban League will host a webinar on Friday, September 18th at 3:30 p.m. called Back to Business, focused on maintaining health and wellness, getting businesses up and running, and adjusting to the start of the school year. Links to the event can be found at facebook.com/the Tacoma Urban League. It will be broadcast via Facebook Live. There are numerous free testing sites in our region. Some of them have been canceled, postponed, or otherwise altered due to hazardous smoke conditions and air quality this week, so be sure and double check before you head out. But for Seattle locations, visit seattle.gov or call 206-477-3977. For other King County locations, visit kingcounty.gov. For Pierce County locations, visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. This week, Tuesday and Wednesday's mobile testing events in Pierce County that I had previously announced on Monday were actually postponed due to the hazardous air quality, but the following events are still scheduled to take place for the remainder of the week as of this time. Washington State Fair in Puyallup will have a mobile testing site on Thursday, September 17th. The Tom Taylor Family YMCA in Gig Harbor will offer testing on Friday, September 18th. And the Puyallup United Methodist Church in Puyallup and Journey Church on Pearl Street in Tacoma, along with Sacred Heart Catholic Church on East McKinley in Tacoma, will all offer mobile testing events on Saturday, September 19th. Almost all events operate between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Some of them open a little bit early or close a little bit later than that. But no ID is required for the Pierce County mobile testing events, and tests are free and open to anyone. Patients, of course, can also call their healthcare providers for tests and referrals. Remember that you can visit daily.ktqa.org for any of the links, anything that you may have missed, anything that maybe I missed or stumbled over. Daily.ktqa.org is our website, so you should go there, check us out, check out the other emails and, interviews that we've done. Remember that dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Dialing 211 will get you to statewide community resources. Our email is daily@ktqa.org. And our phone number is 253-330-8821. You can call us or text us there. If you've got ideas for who we should interview next, if you've got ideas for what kind of information we should include, give us a call, send us an email. We'll talk to you on Friday.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.
And here you go, back with your old-time radio programming.